Elisha spoke to the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, "Arise and go with your household and live wherever you can live. For the Lord has called for a famine, and it will indeed come on the land for 7 years." So the woman arose and acted in accordance with the word of the man of God. She went with her household and resided in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. Then at the end of 7 years, the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to appeal to the king for her house and for her field. Now the king was speaking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Please report to me all the great things that Elisha has done." And as he was reporting to the king how he had restored to life the one who was dead, behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and for her field. And Gehazi said, "My lord the king, this is the woman and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life." When the king asked the woman, she told everything to him. So the king appointed an officer for her, saying, "Restore all that was hers and all the produce of the field from the day that she left the land, even until now."
And now Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, was sick. And it was told to him, saying, "The man of God has come here." And the king said, "Hazael, take a gift in your hand and go to meet the man of God and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, I recover from this sickness." So Hazael went to meet him and took a gift in his hand, even every kind of good thing of Damascus, 40 camels loads. And he came and stood before him and said, "Your son Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, has sent me to you, saying, will I recover from this sickness?" Said to him, "Go say to him, you will certainly recover, but the Lord has shown me that he will certainly die." And he stared steadily at him until Hazael was embarrassed, and then the man of God went. And Hazael said, "Why is my Lord weeping?" And he answered, "Because I know their
master who said to him, "What did Elisha say to you?" And he answered, "He told me that you would certainly recover." But on the following day, he took the cover and dipped it in water and spread it over his face so that he died. And Hazael became king in his place.
Now in the fifth year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, when Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, became king. He was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done, for Ahab's daughter was his wife, and he did evil. And he got up at night and struck the Edomites who had surrounded him and the captains of the chariots. But his army fled to their tents. So Edom has broken away from Judah to this day. Then Libna broke away. So Joram lay down with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his son Ahaziah became king in his place. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king. And he reigned for 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri, king of Israel. Ooh, he walked in the way of the house of Ahab and did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, because he was a son-in-law of the house of Ahab. Then he went with Joram, to have himself healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Arameans had inflicted on him at Ramah when he fought against Hazael.